local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
All right, welcome into the program. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for the next 3 hours, give or take. Getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today, December 28th. It is a Thursday. I don't know about you, Austin. We're kind of in a 10-day or so stretch where nobody knows what day it is.
Yeah.
I feel like that's definitely me coming back to work on a Wednesday. It is Thursday. So after today, just one day left until the weekend. Of course, you may still be off work enjoying your extended holiday vacation. If you are, hope you're having a good one. If you're back at work, I hope work is getting back into the normal swing of things and going well for you. But we do have a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Getting started off with our top three stories today. A second American who was taken hostage by Hamas has been confirmed dead.
There are still 129 Israelis being held by Hamas in Gaza. We are moving our operations forward in order to bring the hostages home, every last one of them.
Reports say Judy Haggai died while being held captive by the militant group. Her death comes after her husband was pronounced dead last week. The dual Israeli-American citizens were on their morning walk when they were taken prisoner by Hamas during the October 7th attack. Israeli forces are launching raids into the occupied West Bank. The military launched an assault on 10 cities, including Ramallah, the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority. The raids, which continued until early this morning, reportedly targeted money exchange outlets that the Israelis say are being used by resistance movements to finance their activities. And in the Washington, the Biden administration sending $250 million in military aid to Ukraine. The State Department announced what's expected to be the last aid package for Ukraine until Congress approves more funding requests. The package includes ammunition for high mobility artillery rocket systems, artillery ammunition, and more than 15 million rounds of ammunition. Those are our top three stories today. Taking a look at what's happening around our neck of the woods, we start with an update regarding Isabel Lawson, the 24-year-old woman who had gone missing from a Pensacola addiction recovery facility on Tuesday. The search for her is now moving westward. According to a Channel 3 report, Isabel was spotted in Mobile yesterday afternoon, a day after she walked away from the facility. Her family says surveillance footage picked her up at a gas station over in Mobile with a homeless man. The report goes on to say the Shepherd's anti-trafficking group was able to make contact with that individual yesterday, but as of now, Isabel has not been found. Also, a 55-year-old Pensacola man dead in a drowning incident yesterday in the northern Bahamas. Royal Bahamas police say it happened around noon in the Bimini Islands. Police say the man was a cruise ship passenger swimming on Radio Beach along with a family member. The family member says that they lost sight of that individual and later discovered him unresponsive on shore. So sad story there. Pensacola police have new tools in their arsenal to fight violent crime over the new year. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says so far the city's newly activated ShotSpotter system is paying off, already alerting officers to several gunshot incidents, including a recent disturbance involving several juveniles.
But, they were refusing commands, and pepper spray had to be deployed, and we ended up with one arrest. Fortunately, you know, most of those involved ran from us when officers arrived.
So good news there. Wood says officers also learned of two other gunshots incidents through the ShotSpotter system, one where a teenager was shot in the leg, and another where 10 shots were fired and nobody called 911 to report it. Of course, the city has theirs set up in a 3-square-mile radius. Also, in county jurisdiction, the sheriff's office has 3 miles set up in the Montclair and Mayfair areas of Escambia County. So that's a look at what's happening here locally here on this Thursday, December 28th. Looking at some state headlines, a lot going on there. Floridians will be able to buy school supplies tax-free to start the new year. A back-to-school sales tax holiday starts Monday and goes through January 14th. Shoppers can purchase a variety of tax-free school supplies, including clothing, computers, and learning aids and jigsaw puzzles. Full list can be viewed at floridarevenue.com.
And the number of Floridians filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits fell by more than 500 last week. The U.S. Labor Department reports that around 5,200 claims were filed in the week ending on December 23rd. That's down from the previous week's total of more than 5,700.
Also, a Florida LLC is claiming a Mega Millions jackpot worth nearly $1.4 billion. Florida Lottery says the lotto ticket was originally bought at a Publix in North Florida. The jackpot has been claimed by Saltines Holdings, LLC of Miami, with the winner likely taking the prize under an LLC to avoid their identity becoming public. I would say that's a smart move.
Oh, yeah.
The jackpot winner is receiving their winnings in a lump sum payment of $795 million.
My goodness.
That's awesome. Just shy of 4:15, we'll check in with our first check of the roads and weather this hour. Austin, how's it looking out there? By the way, Austin, you look absolutely smashing in your brand new, what is that, like a bomber, custom bomber Steelers jacket? What is that thing?
It's like a bomber jacket. Yeah, I've got the sleeves pulled up a bit.
Yes,
but
you do.
It's also reversible. There is another design on the inside that you can wear.
You had the jacket on. You've got the very nice sunglasses. I mean, did you take the motorcycle in today to work or?
No, I don't have one. Okay. My mother would never let me get one.
All right.
she can pick out a snazzy bomber jacket, though. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, nothing too severe to report on at the moment. We may have some issues at like some minor congestion at an intersection of like Brent Lane and North Palafox Street. If you're in that area, maybe there will be a minor backup there. North Davis Highway and Olive Road. But other than that, there's not much to report on in Pensacola itself. Towards the intersection of Caroline Street and Chemukla Highway the Pace areas, there's some backups developing there, but once again, nothing too severe. The big one right now, though, is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we're going to have some issues there until further notice.
All right. Thank you very much. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Alan Strum with our forecast.
Freezing cold weather will take over tonight for some areas. That's mainly inland and away from the coast, but even the coastal areas will drop well down into the 30s, so frosty weather possible Friday morning. Friday highs in the 50s, and again, nice and sunny. Dry Saturday and Sunday. There is a chance for rain Monday. That's New Year's Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. And then, yeah, also keeping our eye on what could be some even cooler temperatures next week. Right now doesn't look that way, but elsewhere in the state of Florida, of course, we talked about this yesterday, expecting kind of a series of cooler fronts here. The first one arriving today, putting temperatures down a little bit cooler overnight tonight. And tomorrow's high is just around like 52 or something like that. Elsewhere here in the state of Florida, a few more headlines. Senator Rick Scott says he was the victim of a swatting call last night, saying somebody reported a fake crime at his home in Naples while he was out to dinner. Scott criticized the criminals on X, saying they wasted the time and resources of our law enforcement in a sick attempt to terrorize his family.
And the city of Jacksonville has removed a Confederate monument from Springfield Park. The monument was dedicated to the women of the Confederacy, and it was installed in the park in 1950. Mayor Donna Deegan says that this was not an attempt to erase history, but to show that we've learned from it. Man, what a gray area there. You're promoting women, but you're also promoting the Confederates. You know, it's like, are we inclusive or are we not? That's interesting there.
Governor Ron DeSantis is speaking out against Florida teacher unions during a roundtable in Iowa today. Says they're not putting students' best interests at the forefront of their agenda.
We've been raising teacher pay in Florida every year I've been governor, but so much of this union has become very partisan to try to use the schools to impose a partisan agenda. That's wrong.
And several teacher unions across Florida filed a federal lawsuit back in May alleging that a state law placing restrictions on unions was signed by DeSantis as retaliation for their organizing.
And a new law will go into effect in the new year to hopefully improve relationships between police and Floridians with special needs. The Protect Our Loved Ones Act will allow law enforcement agencies to create a database of people who may have conditions like autism spectrum disorder, Alzheimer's disease, or mental health illnesses. The information will be added to the system if it's given voluntarily or by a caregiver, and the goal is to better inform officers before they arrive at a scene.
Yeah, that's I saw that. That's a pretty cool and a good story there, and reminded me immediately of the program, the SAFE program, that has been implemented in Santa Rosa County and has been spreading pretty rapidly. And they have the SAFE kits, which there's primarily the stickers that they will give out to families that have special needs people, kids especially, that they'll put them on their car or maybe on their window at home. So if a police officer is dispatched there, they will see that and know, okay, this could be a situation where I have to deal with somebody that has a special need like that. And then they have a kit in their squad car that has different trinkets and things like that, that for non-communicative people that they can use to communicate with law enforcement. So good to see that initiatives like this are taking effect on a statewide level for sure. 420, we'll take a break. We got national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on a Thursday, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, this is Cole with Commander Air. Is your home comfort still being subjected to outdated air conditioning technology? The revolutionary Daikin Fit system, with its modern compact design, will change the way you feel about your heating and cooling system. With its industry-leading 12-year parts and labor warranties, consistent temperatures, energy savings, and an extremely quiet operation that makes your outdoor living space just as perfect as your indoor. As your local Daikin Comfort Pro, Commander Air can take your home comfort to the next level with the industry-changing Daikin Fit system. Commander Air, your local heating and cooling specialist for three generations.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Steve Taylor in the newsroom and making my New Year's resolution, which I keep every year. What's my New Year's resolution? To never make New Year's resolutions. Happy New Year!
What's about to happen there.
Yeah, I was about to say, is this like a glitched clip or something? Like, what's going on? Oh, wait. Yeah, it's my turn.
Yeah, your turn. Yeah.
425 here on Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3. We will get a quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Coastal Machinery. With over 40 years into business, locations in Pensacola and Crestview. Taking a look here in traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, wasn't much to report on in Pensacola itself. That appears to still be the case. So unless you're at a busy intersection, you shouldn't be held up too long. What was giving us a lot of trouble, though, and still is actually in the Pace Milton areas in Santa Rosa County. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street and you are trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you're going to need to expect some issues there because there's a lot of congestion in that area at the moment.
All right, 850-437-1620 is the text line. 850-262-6111 is the traffic line.
Cold weather is settling in for the overnight hours, and temperatures will be way down in the 30s. Frosty weather possible in the inland areas. We'll see freezing cold temperatures. Skies all clear and sunny again Friday with highs in the 50s. The cool, dry weather continues through most of the weekend, but New Year's Day, there is a chance for rain. That's Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, topped out at 59. We're at 54 right now. Overnight low tonight is going to be 36. If you missed our top three stories, just a quick recap. A second American who was hostage by Hamas confirmed dead. That's Judy Haggai. Her husband was pronounced dead last week. Israel launching raids in 10 cities, including Ramallah, headquarters of the Palestinian Authority. The raids are targeting money exchange outlets that the Israelis say are being used by resistance movements to finance their activities. And the Biden administration sending what is expected to be the last aid package to Ukraine unless Congress approves more funding requests, $250 billion in military aid. National headlines, Republican candidate Nikki Haley is being admonished to clarify comments she made about the Civil War.
We know the Civil War was about slavery, but it was also more than that.
Okay, so Haley was facing criticism on a widespread level, mainly on social media platforms, after failing to mention slavery as a cause of the war during a town hall she had in New Hampshire. She went to the radio interview on Thursday saying, of course, the Civil War was about slavery, adding that she was speaking more broadly on the importance of individual rights and liberties for all people. So,
yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. A group that has been pushing for Texas to secede from the union is planning to sue the state's Republican Party after their proposition will be left off of the primary ballot. This was the perfect story to follow up the Civil War discussion mm-hmm. with. The Texas Nationalist Movement submitted more than 130,000 signatures before the filing deadline, but in a statement, the head of the Texas GOP says that the names were not valid.
Crews have started to demolish the house where four University of Idaho students were murdered last year. Families of two victims urged the university to let the house stand through the trial of Brian Koberger in the event that it's needed as evidence. But prosecution and defense say they don't need the house. The FBI took measurements to create models for the trial. Koberger's trial is expected to start next summer.
And a convicted murderer, Alex Murdaugh, has a January 29th court date for his motion for a new trial. He accused a county clerk of court for jury tampering. Murdaugh received a life sentence back in March after he was convicted for the murder of his wife and son.
Pay raises are coming for many in the new year. Michael Kastner with more.
The minimum wage is going up in 22 states where nearly 10 million people will see their wages go up. On top of that, January 1st, we'll also see over three dozen cities and counties upping their minimum wages above state levels. Workers in California, New York, and Hawaii account for 51% of those slated to get a bump in pay. I'm Michael Kastner.
I hadn't actually listened to that before I played it just then, so I was a little concerned about what was about to happen.
I was about to say, did you misclick or something? A federal judge is approving Georgia's congressional map that was redrawn by the state's Republican-led legislature. The judge today ruled that the new boundaries comply with a previous order to include a second black majority district in the western part of metro Atlanta. State lawmakers were required to redraw the map after a court determined it violated the Voting Rights Act.
All right, so that's a look at what's happening around the nation today. Looking at some sports news before we get to our Fox News update there. We'll have more after the break, but we do have four bowl games, one of which has already happened. The Fenway Bowl in Fenway Park, Boston. That was SMU and Boston College. I think SMU pulled that one out.
Actually, no, they didn't. Boston College won that 23-14.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? And the current bowl on right now on ESPN is the Pinstripe Bowl between Rutgers and Miami. Last I saw, we've got it on the screen here. Rutgers was up 28-17.
Yeah, Rutgers getting it done over the U. Two more bowl games. We'll preview those. Thursday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns can clinch a playoff spot tonight.
Ah, jeez.
Tom Graham, another American hostage confirmed dead as fighting continues in Gaza.
Judy Weinstein was in the small community of Nir Oz on October 7th along the Gaza border when that attack took place. Just last week, Hamas announced her husband was dead, and today her community announcing that she died as well.
Fox's Trey Yanks in Tel Aviv. Some states in the southeast expected to see their first snowfall of the season. Missouri has already had flakes on the ground.
This same system expected to bring more snow to states, including Tennessee and Kentucky, tomorrow. Freeze alerts are in place across some states in the region. The snow itself not expected to have any major impacts, but of course, anyone planning on traveling over the next few days is asked to do so cautiously.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. For the second straight session, the Dow Jones Industrial Average earned a new all-time closing high. Though today's advance was just 53 points, it moved the blue chip gauge above 37,700 for the first time. As for the other major indexes, the S&P 500 edged up less than 2 points, and the NASDAQ composite slipped 4. It had been speculated, and now it's official. Online retailer Zulily will completely shut down its operations, and it says customers with pending orders should expect them to be fulfilled or they'll receive a refund for their orders by January 22nd. The path to liquidation at Seattle-based Zulily has led to hundreds of layoffs over the past year in multiple states. Some surprising news out of New Hampshire, a casino owned by a former state senator there, the Concord Casino, The senator accused of buying luxury cars with a fraudulently obtained COVID-19 relief loan will be shut down January 1st, but allowed to reopen in 6 months if it's sold to a new owner. That's your money now.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Thinning hair is normal, but it doesn't have to be your fate.
Once I started taking Nutrafol, I could visibly see my hair get thicker.
It made my hair stronger.
Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand.
Nutrafol has taken me back to the hair I was meant to have.
You've got nothing to lose and everything to grow. Join the 1 million people growing at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Old Trapper Beef Jerky. Old Trapper, what's your beef? Russell Wilson wasn't the problem in Denver this season, but he also wasn't going to be the long-term solution either. At the end of the year, Wilson will get released, and he could still be a serviceable option on a team-friendly deal somewhere else. Two landing spots could be the Falcons and Steelers, and Russ would instantly be an upgrade over both those teams' current quarterback options. I'm Zach Gill.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
Thursday Night Football is on, and it's only on Prime. Tonight, it's a hard-hitting holiday matchup when the New York Jets take on the Cleveland Browns. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a 30-day free trial to stream the game. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern with TNF Tonight, presented by Verizon. Live from Cleveland, it's the Jets and the Browns on Thursday Night Football, and it's on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So there wasn't much to report on in our past couple of breaks, and that appears to still be the case in Pensacola itself. We do have some backups developing on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. But other than that, there's not anything too severe going on in Pensacola itself. In the Pace and Milton areas over in Santa Rosa County, however, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you are going to have some issues in that area.
Cold weather is settling in for the overnight hours, and temperatures will be way down in the 30s. Frosty weather possible in the inland areas. We'll see freezing cold temperatures. Skies all clear and sunny again Friday with highs in the 50s. The cool, dry weather continues through most of the weekend, but New Year's Day, there is a chance for rain. That's Monday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Down to 54 degrees right now, 36 the low tonight. Sunshine and a cooler day tomorrow, high of just 51. If you missed it at the last half hour, just a quick recap of our top three stories on this Thursday. A second American who was taken hostage by Hamas confirmed dead. Her name, Judy Haggai. Her death comes just a week after her husband was pronounced dead. Israeli forces are launching raids in 10 cities in West Bank, including Ramallah, which is the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority. The raids are centered and concentrated on money exchange outlets that the Israelis say are being used by resistance movements to finance their activities. And the Biden administration this week sending $250 billion in military aid to Ukraine. It would be the last aid package unless or until Congress approves more funding requests. Those are our top three stories. All right, so looking at what's going on in the sports world today. So we already had, we're in the midst of another four bowl day. We had the, the Fenway Bowl. So we got two bowls in Major League Baseball stadiums, Fenway and Yankee Stadium today. So the Fenway Bowl, you said, was won by Boston College.
Yes, so Boston College won that 23-14.
Not much of a bowl trip for them.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not a great start for the Mustangs because they're going to be a conference opponent of Boston College starting next year. And especially after winning 11 games and Boston College was 6-6, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But the game going on right now is the Pinstripe Bowl between Rutgers and Miami. You can catch that on ESPN, but you better be fast. It's got 36 seconds left.
Yeah.
I think Rutgers just got flagged with PI, but Miami's trying to score. Scores 31-17 Rutgers at the moment, so it might be too little too late for the Canes.
Yeah, you know, I would imagine Florida State fans not too heartbroken about Miami losing to Rutgers
to finish 7-6 if they lose here.
So it's a good job out of them. All right, two more a bowl that I'm very excited about, the Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Yeah, that's been getting a lot of hype because of its trophy and everything. But it is objectively a good matchup. Both of those teams are, what, 9-3 today?
Something like that.
Yeah, and that kicks off, and it says 4:45, but more, it's probably closer to like 10 minutes. And then the Alamo Bowl, Arizona and Oklahoma. Both of those teams are ranked. Arizona's 9-3, Oklahoma's 10-2.
And the Alamo Bowl would be, I think, the first kind of like, all right, we've got two
it's
top
It's the biggest
15,
one we've seen so far.
Yeah, two top. I think like four, Arizona's like 14 and Oklahoma's 12.
Something like that.
I think.
And it kicks off at 8:15.
Yeah, so that one. And they're all of them on ESPN, by the way. Yes. If NFL is more of your speed, we have the Cleveland Browns hosting the Jets. And with the win, the Browns rather would clinch a spot in the playoffs. So you got that at 7:15 on Amazon Prime. Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing 15 finalists for their Hall of Fame class for next year. First-time eligible members would be Antonio Gates and Julius Peppers. Also, some of the headliners would be Reggie Wayne, Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester, and Rodney Harrison. Again, these are finalists. Class is not going to be named until a little bit. I think it's like Super Bowl weekend is when they announce the winners.
I believe so. And the thing is, it's as you said, it's finalists. So whoever's inducted will be selected from this pool.
Right.
I'm going to tell you right now, Rodney Harrison, my guess is that he's not going to be picked. And the reason why is because you see what like morons online say about people like Eli Manning. I'll give him as an example. Eli Manning, two-time Super Bowl champ, two-time Super Bowl MVP, four-time Pro Bowler, all that. Rodney Harrison, two-time Super Bowl champ, two-time Pro Bowler, and he was like all-pro three times, and it wasn't like even all-first team.
Yeah.
He's a good player who popped off for a few great years, but people will question if someone like Eli Manning needs to be in the Hall of Fame. If you're doing that, you got to question Rodney Harrison.
Well, and I think that's why they have – because – and I think the Baseball Hall of Fame is like this too, or maybe they're not. But the NFL has this thing that they, I feel like, is somewhat of a recent thing where they have the Veterans Committee where they're like, okay, who out there do we think maybe kind of sort of deserves it, but all the years that they were eligible, they couldn't get enough votes, so we're just going to put them in anyway. You know, you may have, he may be kind of in that vein where he's going to exhaust his years of eligibility and then 20, 25 years from now, the Veterans Committee puts him in. I don't know. But, yeah, I would say, I mean, whether they're first ballot or not, I don't know. Gates, for sure, is getting in. Peppers is getting in.
I mean, there's some of the greatest players that they're doing.
Reggie Wayne, Dwight Freeney, Devin Hester, I think, should be in.
And that's the thing. He's probably, of the players you have listed here, he's probably the least decorated of all of them, including Rodney Harrison.
Sure.
But the thing is, he's the greatest player to ever play his position. He's the greatest return specialist of all time.
Yes.
You know, so that's why I would say he's deserving. I mean, and then you have the rest of these guys that have made several Pro Bowls each. And I know people say Pro Bowls don't matter because it's a popularity contest. What makes you popular in the National Football League? Being good at football. Like, there's never been a schmuck who makes 8-9 Pro Bowls.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay. He made 6, first of all, and he won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah. Because of his defense.
Okay. That was a big part of it. He hit because in Super Bowl 40, especially, we held the Seahawks to 10, and his stat line sucked.
He beat the Cardinals with this Antonio Holmes. I'll give
him
that.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a beautiful pass. Yeah.
All right. Health, business, and science notes. We've gotten our Steelers quota in for today, I think, record time. 4:45, another check of the roads and weather before looking at some health, business, and science notes.
Alrighty, taking a quick look at the roads here. Not much to report on. The main one's been Caroline Street. If you are traveling westbound coming towards downtown Milton, trying to come over Blackwater River, that area is still looking heavily backed up. Other than that, though, there is not looking like much to report on, except maybe Brent Lane. If you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, look out for that.
All right. So we've got kind of the cold front that is settled in now. So it's going to be getting a bit nippy tonight and over the next few nights here. 36 the low, and some spots a bit cooler than that. Right now we're at 54 degrees. Enjoy it because tomorrow's high is just 51.
Ooh.
38 the low forecasted for Friday night, and 55 the high on Saturday, up to 62 on Sunday. New Harvard research finds some low-carb diets may actually make you gain a few pounds. A new study looked at results from over 120,000 adults across several decades. It found those on low-carb diets that emphasize healthy fats and plant-based proteins have a better chance of keeping off excess weight, while those on low-carb diets that include meat and unhealthy fats gained an average of 5 pounds over 4 years.
Mm.
So I guess don't eat unhealthy fats is
that's the big one. I mean,
is what I gather from that.
Yeah, no, I mean, and you'll notice like...
And plant-based proteins would be...
Yeah.
So if you eat plant-based proteins and fats that are unhealthy, or that are healthy rather, that's the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, you'll notice that some of the stuff that you eat, like, I don't always read the box nutritionally, but, like, yeah, some of the stuff that you eat, if it's sweeter or has more fats in it, like, that's what really packs on the pounds.
Let me tell you something. Because I know people like this. It doesn't matter what you eat.
It's how much of it?
No. Oh. It doesn't matter what you eat. There is something that's going to be wrong with it.
Oh, absolutely. That's definitely
true. Literally go out into a yard and graze on grass and go to a natural spring water pond and just
get bacteria,
lick the water,
and,
and somebody would say, oh, you know, you're the grass is not from this particular region of the country, so it's bad for you, or something like that.
Well, not only that, humans, their digestive tract is not meant to consume like grass and stuff like that.
You get my point.
Anyway, users of Amazon Prime Video are not happy about an upcoming price hike for ad-free shows. The streaming service posted a statement on Wednesday saying that starting on January 29th, Prime Video movies and TV shows will include limited advertisements. For an extra $2.99 a month, though, customers can sign up for an ad-free subscription.
You know, I wonder if we are... I don't know. I kind of look at this like I do the fashion world, where it's like... Every 20, 25 years or so, things that were in fashion come back into fashion.
Yeah.
I wonder if cable TV
is going to
come back. Because
I don't know about that.
Because I wonder, though, because we as a society, I feel like, are at some point going to have enough of all the stuff that we want to watch. You got to have 8 different apps for 12 different streaming services, and all of them have options. Hey, do you want commercials or do you not want commercials? And I dare say that there's probably a lot of us that were cord cutters to save money on our cable bills.
Yeah.
Only to, perhaps unbeknownst to us, end up paying more per month because we have all of these streaming services, all of these apps that, you know, we're just shelling $12, $13 a month for Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus, Apple TV, YouTube TV, all these things. And I wonder if we as a society aren't just going to kind of wake up to the fact that it says, hey, I'm paying $150 a month for all these cord-cutting measures that I think are saving me money that actually aren't in the name of convenience. I'm just going to go back to cable. I wonder if we'll get there. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but...
Maybe. I mean, I know me personally, the only thing I watch on TV anymore is like when I have like a football game I want to watch or something like that. So it's like I'm very selective with what I want to watch, and I think if you're someone like me, the streaming service stuff is the way to go, but I don't know. We could definitely go down that path, yeah. Canada is just a few months away from allowing suicide assisted by a doctor for people who are mentally ill. Canada already has one of the world's most liberal assisted death laws, offering doctor-assisted death to people who are terminally and chronically ill. The law is scheduled to take effect in March, will make Canada one of about a half dozen countries to allow the procedure for people whose only medical condition is mental illness. Wow, that's bold.
Okay. Yeah. Mortgage rates down for the 9th straight week. The news comes as Federal Reserve signals it could cut interest rates next year. The average 30-year fixed rate mortgage fell to 6.61%, according to Freddie Mac. 4:50 right now. We'll take a break. Got some pop culture notes and good news when we finish up hour number one. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay! My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Keep your eyes focused on the Pensacola Beach skies for the New Year's Eve fireworks all along the boardwalk. The skies over Santa Rosa Sound light up and ring in 2024 at midnight, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority and the Escambia County Tourist Development Council. See PensacolaBeachChamber.com for more information. Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, it's Andrew McKay wishing you a Happy New Year from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 4:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather this hour. In Pensacola, there is not much to report on as far as the roads are concerned. We were dealing with some issues at Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, and I guess there's still a little bit of congestion there. But outside of that, there's not much. Maybe a little bit at the intersection of Airport Boulevard and North Davis Highway as well. But beyond that, there's not much to report on. We were dealing with a lot of backups on Caroline Street and Santa Rosa County if you were traveling westbound on Caroline trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, but the majority of those backups have seemingly subsided.
Freezing cold weather will take over tonight for some areas. That's mainly inland and away from the coast, but even the coastal areas will drop well down into the 30s, so frosty weather possible Friday morning. Friday highs in the 50s and again nice and sunny. Dry Saturday and Sunday. There is a chance for rain Monday. That's New Year's Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, yeah, chilly tonight. Right now we're at 54 degrees, overnight 36 for the low. If you haven't caught it yet, our top three stories today. A second American who was taken hostage by Hamas has been confirmed killed. Judy Haggai, her name, her death comes after her husband was pronounced dead last week. Israeli forces launching an assault on 10 cities in West Bank, including Ramallah, the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority. And the Biden administration is sending $250 million in military aid to Ukraine, which would be the expected to be the last aid package to Ukraine unless and until Congress approves more funding requests. Taking a look at some pop culture notes, no Powerball winner last night. The jackpot now up to $760 million for the next drawing on Saturday.
And Irish actor Pierce Brosnan is facing charges for allegedly going off trail in Yellowstone National Park. The James Bond star is accused of wandering off near one of the park's hydrothermal features. There are boardwalks around these areas to keep visitors out of hot water, where steam vents can exceed 200 degrees.
Yeah, thousands are wanting Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame to be removed. A petition calling on the L.A. City Council to withdraw Trump's star has received more than 4,000 signatures. He was awarded the star in 2007 It's been vandalized and destroyed several times since the 2016 election. One council member says they're looking into what the legal issues may be and what the process for removing the star would look like.
I feel like if you tried to remove a star for every controversial figure on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I think you've got a great point there.
We'd be digging up stars for a while, Chief. I'm just saying.
Yes, if your morality compass is pointing northward, you're probably not stopping at Trump there.
Definitely not.
Applications are being accepted online for upcoming seasons of Golden Bachelor Season 2 and Golden Bachelorette. You can apply online at goldenbachelorcasting.com or goldenbachelorettecasting.com. If you do, be prepared to answer more than 70 questions and have at least two recent photos ready. So there you go.
Okay.
Good news today. An Alabama Uber driver should be on track for a stellar 2024 after his recent good deed. Esbon Kamau has been an Uber driver for 4 years on and off and the father of five, connected with a teenager named Alex Tisdale recently. Alex's dad had given him $8,000 to buy a new motorcycle, and after dropping off Alex, Esbon noticed that he had left the cash behind and reported it missing through the Uber app and went back to Alex's stop. Like a good Samaritan, the teen was blown away by his honesty, made sure he drove off with a generous tip.
And Harris County, Texas, near Houston, had their first ever Christmas Adoption Day last Friday. In all, 19 foster children were adopted into their forever families. Most of the kids that were adopted had been in the foster system for around 2 years, but some were adopted on Friday after being in foster care for as many as 9.
Wow, very good story there. Mm-hmm. All right, Pop-Tarts Bowl underway. Kansas State already up 7-0 on NC State.
37-yard touchdown pass from Kansas State. And Miami, for those who care, did end up losing 31-24 to Rutgers.
Yeah, very good. That's always a good story there. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in 12 minutes or so for another rundown of everything happening in your world today. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3.